Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in. Alex here, your host and dungeon master, or keeper of arcane lore and snazzy neckties. Just wanted to jump in and give you a quick heads up on a couple of things real quick. First of all, for the next couple of episodes, we had a bit of a mishap. When we were recording the session for these episodes, there was a glitch and we actually lost the audio for my entire track for the whole session. Which, yeah, sucks hugely. But after we were done panicking, we were able to salvage my audio from the recordings of the other mics that were in the room. So we pulled what we could out of there, cleaned it up best we could. And so you have everything. It's in the episodes. You can hear me for the most part. You hear everything important. You might kind of miss a few things when people are talking over the top of me. But typically that's just when I'm making a joke or something off to the side. But mostly it's just the quality of it isn't quite up to the standards that we like to keep for our show. So just be aware of that. And just so you know, it is only for the next two episodes. So just, you know, bear with us for the next couple of episodes. And then everything will be back to our normal ridiculousness that you have come to know and tolerate. Yeah, so we really apologize for all of that, but I still feel like the episodes turned out really great, so I hope you enjoy them. If you have been enjoying the show, you can show us your support by checking us out on patreon.com/thearkhamfiles, leaving us a 5-star review on iTunes. That helps out a lot. Just spreading the word about the show, telling your friends. Or you can let us know what you like about the show on Twitter at @ArkhamFiles. And what you don't like about the show, you can send at your mom. Because ain't nobody else want to hear your complaining. No, don't tweet mean things to your mom. That's terrible. The Arkham Files in no way condones the tweeting of mean things to moms. Our other announcement, actually, is that we're going to have another player joining us for the foreseeable future. Abel is going to be joining us at the table playing Officer Billy McConnell. So Abe's a real cool guy, brings a lot to the table. So I think you guys will enjoy hearing him on the show from here on out. And I think that is it. So without further ado, here is the next episode.
Cause you know it's just fine.
Welcome to the Arkham Files, an actual play called Cthulhu RPG podcast, featuring Seth Morrison as Tallahassee Turner.
I think he's dying, but if he does, are you available?
Peter Morrison as Dominic Drunkard.
It was like I, you know, had a fair amount of spirits
Donovan Ballard as Dr. Simeon Kantstanjevitz.
I'm not a psychologist tonight.
Sam Morrison as Major Frederick Aloysius Bakersfield.
Still really into guns and ammo and chicks.
Abel Morrison as Officer Billy McConnell.
We can't do anything drastically illegal, like blowing up his business.
And I'm your game master, the keeper of arcane lore, Alex Morrison. Now grab onto some dice and your sanity. Let's roll.
Detective Frank Kovach, this is my partner, Detective Burke, and you are here, and I believe you know why, and really, I want to find out why you're here, and why I got woke up out of my delightful slumbers in the middle of the night to be brought in and wake up a bunch of other people much more important to me that I would rather not get on the wrong side of. So, all of you guys, let's see, who we got here? Oh, yeah, we got a doctor. Okay.
Doctor?
Mr. Doctor. U.S. Army Major retired. And a celebrity. Okay. World famous explorer. Explorer extraordinaire. So, why don't we just cut to the chase, fellas? What were you doing at Corbett's house?
Oh, I wasn't in Corbett's house. Oh, wait. Oh, that's your accent.
That's my accent.
Oh, sorry, man.
You convinced me.
Yes. Yes. My name's Tallahat. Yeah, okay. There we go. I got my voice back. Yes, I am Mr. Turner. What makes you think we were in Mr. Corbett's house?
I never went to
Mr. Corbett's house, I guess.
Yeah, I don't remember even being there. I was in my backyard, in Dom's backyard. Wait, Simeon's backyard. Yeah.
You seem to have some trouble getting your story straight, Mr. Turner.
Well, it's because I found this weird bone, and the Bakersfield broke my camera. I'm still upset about that.
Sounds like he's got his act together, Frank.
Well, look, we weren't there. I can promise you that I'm a doctor. Psychologist.
And as
a psychologist, I would never lie to the police. Alright?
You're a psychologist.
Oh, it's true.
I think that's what this should have said, not doctor.
Well, let me
amend my notes. Psychologist. Alright.
Let me persuade you.
What do you want?
Alright, look.
I've never been in trouble with the cops.
From my report, from what you told the police, flashback, the night before, three of you are standing in the backyard of Dr. Simeon's house looking over a long, yellowing, old, what appears to be a bone, possibly a human bone. We don't know. You see the lights coming down the street. You hear the lights coming down the street. You just heard a scream from upstairs in Mr. Corbett's house. Police car is pulling up in front of Mr. Corbett's house. What do you do? Or, I guess I should say, what did you do?
What, question of clarification.
Yeah.
You said we heard the lights coming down the street?
Did I say that?
In fact, you did. Yes.
It was a different time back then.
1925, we have very noisy lights. they're on a hand crank.
Alright, I just want to make sure, because, yeah, that's what I thought. Right.
You saw the lights coming down the street attached to the police car, which you heard, because it's a car that makes noise.
I have a foggy memory, boys, but did we throw that bone back into Mr. Corbett's house?
Or we threw it into Simeon's yard.
Well, we're standing over it, though. I'm saying, like, right after we heard the lights come down the street, did we throw the bone back in his yard, or did we hide it?
Oh, we hid it.
Oh, we hid it. We kept that.
Why wouldn't we get rid of the evidence?
All the risk for nothing?
No way. We're not giving the police. That's our bone.
What else are we going to make Dr. Simeon fetch with?
Yeah, you're looking over this bone, and you can't quite tell what it's for. It kind of looks like it's a human bone, maybe a femur or something like that, one of the long bones, but you're having a hard time really, really quite picking out exactly what it is. There seems to be some weird...
Can I roll with chemistry?
These are chemistry on it.
What are you going to do, like spit on it?
Yeah, that's chemistry.
Well, you got something in your inventory?
Know. If I have
I want to hurry and take
70 on
a picture
first
of it.
Aid, wouldn't that kind of include knowing the human body?
I'm going to let you roll it.
Yeah. Good call.
Nice.
I'll allow it.
All right, here we go. 70 frick. 79 out of 70. Yeah. What is this? That's
what we call a fail. But from looking over the bone, there are some abnormalities that you are noticing. Like, instead of a normal femur bone that maybe has like a joint at the top and the bottom, there's almost like some weird spots throughout the bone where maybe multiple joints could be attached. It's hard to tell, again, without knowing that much. There's some strange bumps on it. Almost, there's even like some barbs and sharp edges that you guys have actually been lucky not to cut yourself on at this point.
Well, Seth and I didn't jerk it from the ground.
It's true. Did I cut my hand? Is it like a weapon thing looking?
No, it's definitely.
So I got an 80 intelligence.
You guys see the door slam on the police car in front of Mr. Corbett's house.
Let's just run the bone to him. Tell him Corbett's a murderer.
We found a bone! A human bone.
Arrest him!
Is that what you guys want to do?
I say we,
Actually, let's run up to the... So I'm going to hide this bone in the back of my pants just to hold on to it for a minute. In my pocket.
What if you get searched? Why don't you keep it in
Let's throw it
yard?
In the bushes. All right, we'll throw it in the backyard in the bushes of Simeon's house. Let's run out to the cops and just find out what's going on. Like, we don't know.
Let's let him run out and distract the cops while you and I go to help Dominic.
That's not a bad idea. But, hey, with my unbroken camera, which one did I lend you again? My Kodak number 2 or my Speed Reflex?
Whichever one's worse.
Yeah, which one's better?
Because Speed Reflex is better. Obviously.
Okay, so my Kodak number 2 is broken.
Sorry about that again.
Good grief. So I take out my Speed Reflex camera and I take a picture of this air bone with my flashlight also on it.
Roll for camera.
Yeah, I had to and I fell off the roof.
That's true. Okay, so now that I want to make sure I got a picture of the evidence, and then yeah, let's hide it in the bushes, and you go talk to the cops.
I'm gonna go talk to the cops.
Well, hold up a second. I got fast talk 80, so I can go like out and just.
But I got a good persuade, so I can.
My strength is 40. I only got a 40 strength.
My strength is 50.
All right, me and Donovan are gonna go in the
house.
You
remember when he flipped over the fence and he was like,
"What are you guys gonna do?" This is
okay. So
okay, hide the bone. I go run out. All right, chat with him.
Mr. Baker's Aloysius, myself, and Dr. Simeon, after hearing the scream in Mr. Corbett's house.
And all this discussion.
After all this discussion.
This is in character, you guys talking to each other, trying to decide what to do.
Yeah, take your time about rescuing me, guys. Well, I'm cool with it.
Oh, a scream! Let's go!
We know how impatient Dom is.
Tallahassee, you distract the cops. Simeon, come with me.
Okay, I'm running out to the cops.
Where are you two going?
We're going into the house.
We're going through the backyard. We're going back
to
the
hop the fence.
Oh, yeah, I gotta... Into Mr. Corbett's house.
We're going to Mr. Corbett's house.
All right.
There's a ladder so they don't have to flip over the fence anymore.
Tallahassee is running out front.
Yeah, I ran out to the cops.
The cops gotta be walking up and seeing these two guys up a ladder over the fence.
Okay.
No, they can't see the stuff.
So I'll go up. Oh, sorry, go ahead. You're narrating. Yeah,
so Tallahassee goes running up to the front yard to go and speak to the police. He comes running through the yard, crosses over to Mr. Corbett's yard, comes running up on the two police officers as they are making their approach to Mr. Corbett's house. And as he does, the younger of the two officers that you can see pulls his gun out and points it at Tallahassee very nervously, gets into his stance, pulls out his service revolver, points it at him, and says,
"Whoa, easy there. Slow down. Slow down.
You might not want to do that, sir. I got a 50 on my firearms skill. So just calm yourself.
Well, I got a 75. So you might want to just relax. Take it easy.
No, I'm sure. I'm sorry. I saw the lights and I heard the lights and I came running out. Well, and I just wanted to check. You know,
just take it easy. No need to rush.
Very protective of my neighborhood here, and I want to make sure that nothing bad's going on. Can you guys give me an idea of what's going on?
All right, hey, hold on there.
We're gonna help. I'm his favorite explorer,
McConnell. All right. Let's take a minute. Okay. Just calm down. Right. You, Mister.
Oh yeah, my name is Tallahassee Turner. I'm famous explorer. You may have read some of my books.
Right. What is
very
going on?
Very famous
here?
Author.
Turner, you're not Corbett.
No, I'm not Mr. Corbett. I'm Mr. Turner. Like I just said.
All right, look.
I have lots of books.
All right, so you okay?
I'm like bestseller.
We gotta get this started out. Okay, you stay here, Turner.
Well, hold up a second. I'm very invested in this neighborhood. I live right across the street. We're over here at Dr. Simi's house. We're just hanging out and having a good time. We heard the lights come down the street, and I just want to make sure that everything's okay. Is everything okay? You guys need any help with anything?
Okay, just hang on. We just...
That is some fast talking.
Would you like to roll your fast talking?
I would like to roll my fast talking.
What is the purpose? What are you trying to
do? I'm trying to understand why they're here.
Okay.
More details, like what they did. Because I don't know that... Mr. Corbett actually called them.
Is that a fast talk? Or is that a
psychology? Tell them you found an enormous skunk in your backyard.
He spoke pretty fast. So,
I did talk
rolls,
fast. Yeah, I got a fast talk, or my 80. 80 is my fast talk.
Yeah, roll it.
And 37.
Boom.
Boom, right. That's a hard success.
All right, just calm down, Mr. Turner.
Sorry.
Look, we got a call in from Mr. Corbett at this address. He said there are some prowlers in his yard. People trying to break into his house. So we're taking a look at things, trying to find out what's going on. But I do find it interesting that there's prowlers breaking around in his house, and you come walking out just as we come up. So I'm gonna need you to stay right here, Turner.
Yeah, but Mr. Corbett's a little bit like loopy. Sometimes, you know, he has visions. But we were just talking to Dr. Simi's house, and there was a skunk, so I ran out here. And plus, I heard the lights. And,
Well, I think that's maybe something I can find out for myself from maybe talking to Mr. Corbett.
Well, are you saying that it was at Mr. Corbett's house? Because you said at this address that I'm coming out from Dr. Simi's house.
Okay, well, he's fast talking. What, Sam and I start doing stuff?
You guys hop the fence.
Mm-hmm. The ladder is still at the fence, so we just climb over and hop.
Okay, so now you're running back to the back door.
Yeah, back door.
The ladder.
Okay.
We're just going to barge right in.
Okay, you're heading over to the back door. You're going to go inside. You guys go up those back steps leading up to the back door. You try the handle, and it's locked.
The back door is locked?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to roll a strength check to try and break the door open.
Wait, do you have a locksmith?
I do have a locksmith.
What's your locksmith?
Locksmith's kind of slow, isn't it?
Locksmith.
It'll take you a second.
I got 1%.
Oh, I have 1%. But yeah, I have it.
we all have it. Oh,
yeah, if you're not really like trained in it, then there's no reason.
All right, I'm gonna kick the door. Gonna make a strength check.
Yeah.
What's your strength?
It's 80.
Oof.
This is gonna be super loud. I mean, you're gonna draw the police, most likely.
Tallahassee's fast talking.
Yeah, I talk loud too.
And they've got their sirens probably. You know, with really loud lights going. All right, a 49.
49.
Success.
Success. Okay. That is a success.
Does the door break? Does it give way to my enormous strength?
Your manly efforts.
To my manly efforts.
Your manforts.
All right, Dr. Simi and Major Bakersfield run up the back steps, try the door, finding that it's locked. Major Bakersfield pushes Dr. Simi aside, giving him some more room, backs up, and makes a charging dash into the back door of Mr. Corbett's house, slow open as the frame breaks off the edge of the doorway as it flies open. You guys go to rush into the house. back at the front of the house.
We're in the back, so we're gonna go.
I got a 70 on listen.
Yeah. Well, roll it for me.
Mm-hmm. 76. I hear nothing.
It's because I'm talking so fast. You guys are hearing just me.
It's like, oh, never mind. It's just the lights.
Look, all right, McConnell, you need to keep an eye on this guy and get your finger off the trigger. Shaking like a leaf. You're going to go off like a Tommy gun.
This guy's making me jumpy.
Speaking of Tommy guns, I really write about those in my books a lot. You're going to love my newest
he
book.
Talks
not quite out.
He talks a lot. He talks a lot.
Sorry.
Shut up,
Mr. Chief. What was your name again? I'm sorry.
O'Rourke. Officer.
O'Rourke?
Officer O'Rourke.
O'Rourke.
O'Rourke?
O'Rourke.
All right. Whoa, hang on.
O'Rourke.
Did you hear that? McConnell.
What?
Hang on. You keep him here.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
Hey, Mr. Barber may have fallen.
Stay. You stay here.
You might want to check Barber's out.
He goes rushing to the, hearing the very loud noise of a door being broken down at the back of the house.
What the crap are that guy doing back there?
O'Rourke goes rushing up to the front door, throwing it open and rushing inside.
Front door's not locked up?
Sam and I book it. The door we just broke in.
Let's see, did we make it up the stairs yet?
So you guys go running in. If you remember, the kitchen is the first room at the back of the house where you guys enter.
And the stairs are right next to the front door, right?
The stairs are right next to the front door.
Shoot.
So as you guys come running in, I'm assuming you went rushing towards the stairs. Is where you're going. So
yeah.
You guys go rushing in towards the stairs. As you pass the living room, you see Mr. Corbett standing in the living room. And as you get about to the stairs, the front door bursts open, and there's a police officer there with his gun, drawing his gun down on the two of you. As he bursts in, he says, "Freeze! Freeze! Don't move! Get your hands up, both of you!"
I slowly start walking
Whoops.
Down to my house.
You! Stay where you are.
So he keeps his gun out on you. He's like, "You! Hook! You two! Keep your hands where I can see them. No funny business."
"Officer, no. We heard a scream. There was a scream in the house."
"There's definitely a scream, officer. Let me persuade him."
"Oh, officer, thank you. I'm the one who called. I'm Bernard Corbett. Thank you for coming so quickly. These people, they were in my backyard. They broke into my house. I don't know what's going on. I'm glad you came so quickly. It's been terrible." All right, you two. You come with me. Get your hands up. We're going out. You're getting in the car. Come on. Come with me."
"Officer, no, there was a scream. We must."
"Keep it quiet. Come on, you're coming with me."
"It's just up these stairs, officer. You just come check the stairs."
Keeps his gun.
Psychology him.
Keeps his gun trained on
you. I'm gonna persuade him. I can't psychology him.
Gestures you both to head out the
Let me persuade him to look upstairs.
How are you persuading him?
"Officer, if you just come with us upstairs real quick, you will see what we heard.
Okay? We promise we will come with you willingly."
What are you talking about? What did you hear?"
"We heard a loud scream coming from the upstairs of Mr. Corbett's house."
"It's probably Mr. Corbett."
"Well, he's a girl, and we need to check out if there's a girl upstairs."
"It definitely did not sound like Mr. Corbett."
"It was not Mr. Corbett."
"Well, you see, one of our friends went in earlier."
"Who was also a man."
"Our friend Dom."
25. "We accidentally misplaced one of our friends."
"That is a hard, that is a hard success."
"Okay. You say you heard a woman screaming upstairs?"
"Yeah."
"Corbett, what, is there anyone else in the house?" "No, I don't know what they're talking about."
"Liar."
"It's just me. It's just me in here. I was alone, I was in bed, I heard a noise in my backyard, and I saw all of these men running around, digging in my backyard, trying to break into my house. I saw my neighbor, Tallahassee Turner, just standing out there, digging in my yard."
"That's a lot."
"Roll, listen.
I saw a flash from next door. I saw a man on the roof. I don't know what's going on. This is, I don't know, maybe they're in some kind of cult."
"All right, the roof thing is probably true."
"You're not here, Mr. Turner."
"Yeah, I'm rolling to listen, sorry. 57, I feel really hard."
Got a lot of dirt in your ears while I'm digging.
"Look, we're gonna get all this started, but I need you to head out the front door right now. No funny business, no fast moves, unless you want another hole in the head."
"Another hole?"
"Officer, yeah. I served in the military."
"You know, our mouth, our nose, our ears." "Get moving, funny guy."
"I'm as a psychologist."
As a psychologist, I know one hole that needs to be shut. So get moving. Both of you.
That was clever. He told you to shut up.
By closing my ear hole.
Alright, what do you do? He's gesturing. He's standing there. He's got his gun trained on you. Once we get this the situation calmed down, maybe I can take a look around. For the screaming lady or whatever you're saying.
Did we tell him about Dom already upstairs?
No, do we want to?
Just gotta know you're lying.
And then I don't want to get shot by the police officer, so I guess we'll go with him.
What is this silent conversation going on between the two of you?
Well, we're just talking with our eyes.
I realize that.
We're moving.
He actually goes up and grabs Major Bakersfield by the shirt and starts dragging him outside, pushing him in front of him. Grabs Dr. Simi. He pulls you around, starts shoving you outside ahead of him. All right, no fast move, no funny business. You go over and stand by the car. McConnell, you still got that guy?
Yeah, I got him. All right, he ain't going anywhere.
Put him in the back seat. Lock him in.
Do you want me to cuff him?
Yeah, cuff him.
Handcuffs in the 20s?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure we have handcuffs.
Okay.
Seems like a silly. I don't think we're tying him up with rope. Probably should have looked that up beforehand.
Don't tie my wrists too tight. And I've never been in a paddy wagon.
Look, Corbett here said he saw this guy specifically, Tallahassee Turner, digging around in his backyard.
That's so a lie.
Throw him in the back with the rest of them. All right, you too.
Come on, you.
All right, so he guides
you
guys
over.
Here
you go.
I'm picking vegetables.
Shut up. Just a good nighttime harvest. All right, that over in the motherland.
So I don't know if you're interested, but handcuffs were invented in 1869 and became standard in 1912.
Perfect.
We're good.
I know they had manacles for a long time, but...
Just like the two-way radios in 1923.
We're really going to bring that up now, Mr. Bakersfield?
Go back to that, Sam?
Just stick with your plastic cup and screw string, okay?
All right, so you guys both get shoved into the back seat by Officer O'Rourke. His name is Officer Rourke.
He's all right.
He came. It was O'Rourke when they were in Ireland, but like a lot of people, when they came over to New York, they changed it to Rourke because saying O'Rourke is the worst.
Now you're digressing.
Flash forward to right now. I mean, you guys get thrown in the car. We just had a nice little sidebar about the O'Rourkes coming over from Ireland. Okay, so you guys all get shoved unceremoniously in the back of the car. Unless you guys want to try any funny business beforehand. Would you like to try any funny business?
Well, considering that we've already seen the future, then we're all
you
in
guys already know where this comp
station. I think.
But
best
we're
kind of
doing
know.
Here. I was giving you a, you know, you guys had a chance to kind of metagame a
pants.
Little bit, giving you like kind of a chance to Bill and Ted this a little bit, you know, before because you know where this is ending up. So chance
well,
to stack.
He's going upstairs. Right?
But you guys did hide the bone, right? You guys said
yeah, put it in the bushes.
Okay.
I took a picture of it too.
Okay. Cool. Good enough.
I pooped my pants.
Did you just poo on my seat?
No, it's in my pants.
That smell.
Sorry.
Tallahassee, not again.
Classic Tallahassee.
Man, the water really gives you the runs, doesn't it?
Non-alcoholic water. Alcoholic.
All right, McConnell. Okay, this guy try anything when he's out here?
No, he just talked a lot.
Yeah, tell me about it. All right, let's go inside. We'll go check things out.
Okay. Let me lock the car.
Please.
I'm pretty stinky in here. Can you escort me into my house?
Please.
Change
please
my
pants. Let us out of this car.
Any way to shut this guy up?
No, I pooed, right?
It's true, he did.
McConnell, you locked the car, right?
The car is locked.
I got a huge log in my pants.
All right, rookies.
All
right, McConnell, let's go. So you guys see the two police officers head inside to Corbett's house. You are out in the car for a pretty good amount of time before they come back out and drive you off to the police station.
I'm so sorry, guys. I really thought pooing my pants would give us extra time. And now we just had to sit in this car with this stench.
Tallahassee Turner did, in fact, poo his pants. This is canon.
Roll for poo.
How bad was it?
Do we have to roll a sanity check now?
Yeah.
flash forward to several hours later. You guys have been sitting in this interrogation room for hours, maybe. It's been too hard to tell how much time has passed. It's just a pretty blank, featureless room. There's a table with a few chairs that you are all sitting at. A single light hanging from the ceiling. And they brought you in, the arresting officers, though you haven't necessarily been charged with anything quite yet. Fill out a few papers, talk to the desk sergeant on the way in, and took you guys back to the interrogation room. All right. So tell me, what were you doing at Corbett's house?
I wasn't in Corbett's house, obviously.
You were in his backyard. He told us that directly. Tallahassee Turner was in my backyard.
I was picking his vegetables. He's very nice, and he brings vegetables around, and he lets us pick his vegetables sometimes.
It's a nighttime harvest, huh?
Yeah.
Anchor in, so for some...
Exactly.
For some fried green tomatoes, huh?
Yep.
Officer, we already told you. We heard a scream. That's all we were doing. We were just going to check it out. We thought someone was in trouble, hurt maybe.
We thought it could have been Mr. Corbett. We wanted to go check it out.
We thought they were in desperate need of help. That's why I kicked down the door and rushed in.
Now, you heard a scream. You heard a scream earlier.
Yes.
Did you guys find anything when you went back in? Because we were sitting in that car. It was super stinky, by the way. But while we were sitting there smelling a whole bunch, did you guys find anything in the house?
Like smelling what? A bunch?
Well, that was the only reason that them two were in the house.
You guys went rushing into the house.
I was never in the house.
Listen, officers, I served in the military for a lot of years, and I've heard a lot of screams. That was a desperate scream. That was a cry for help. I know what I heard.
Look, all right, the officers on the scene, they went inside, they searched the house, they didn't find anything. All right, there's nobody in there. They didn't find anybody upstairs.
Dumb.
There wasn't anybody on the ground floor. Now look, you guys say you heard this scream and then you came rushing in, but that was right when the police got there. Why were you in the yard before that?
No, I told you that was just
I wasn't.
I was just going
he
back
said
there
to
pick a few veggies.
He saw a couple people in the backyard. He probably saw somebody watching him.
He probably saw me multiple
Simmons
times.
Roof next door.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So look, explain to me, why are you guys keeping an eye on this neighbor? Why, you just a bunch of nosy neighbors? You gotta see what he's got going on over there, huh?
Well, you see, he's got this really loud car. It's very obnoxious.
Respected businessman, business owner of Corbett Importers.
Look, we thought he needed a hand.
Member of the Businessman's Club. And I might add, personal friend of the mayor himself.
The mayor?
Why can't he afford a better car then?
You should have pooped into that car.
So tell me,
it's true.
What's your problem with Corbett? You spying on him?
No, we're not spying on him. We told you already. We heard a scream.
You were watching him from your booth.
No, we weren't watching him.
I didn't even have my cheaters on. Okay.
Okay.
It's glasses.
So you're trying to give him? Oh, no. Okay. Yeah. Nice. Ah, that's some genuine 1920 slang right there. Right, I appreciate that. I'm marking you down for some bonus points.
Now lie to him about Dom.
Got a little cheat sheet.
Okay, so look, it's best if you just come clean here, right?
Yeah, you don't wanna stay dirty, right, Frank?
It's right, Frank. It's right.
I'm pretty dirty from pooing.
We had a friend. That we were spending the evening with earlier, you know, we were sucking back a couple of waters.
Okay.
A friend from England.
I wouldn't
necessarily say friend. He hadn't been here for very long.
For you.
He's been here for maybe a month or two.
Acquaintance.
An acquaintance, yeah. All
right.
And he just disappeared.
Disappeared?
Yeah.
Like just vanished before your eyes like magic?
Yeah. No, he left to use the bathroom, I believe. He never came back. No, we haven't seen him since.
Inside from where?
He's been staying at the Knapp's house. Is there any way you guys can look in on him, check?
Left to use the bathroom where? Where were you?
We were hanging out at Dr. Simeon's house.
So you left to use the bathroom and then disappeared. So you thought that was him screaming from next door? Really had to go, huh? Maybe he needs more fiber.
I already talked to him about how to handle that. I did tell him about that earlier.
He is a dew dropper, okay?
So is that what was going on? So he disappeared in the middle of the day, so you saw maybe Mr. Corbett snagged him on his way to the bathroom? Look,
I don't know, Frank, this story doesn't sound like it makes much sense, huh?
Yeah, I agree, Mr. Burke. Detective Burke, sorry.
Yeah, it's all right.
Look, officer, can you give us a minute here real quick?
You've had plenty of minutes in here, what, so you can corroborate your stories?
Absolutely.
That's not how this works.
I don't want to talk to you, I just need to think out loud.
You may have even had an entire flashback to do something like that. Now it's game time, and I want to know. So what is this? You think you kidnapped your friend?
Absolutely. We need to check it out. We can't.
Come so you didn't call the police when he disappeared?
All right. Listen up, this is the story.
Alright,
earlier in the day, I was mowing my lawn. The other guys were sucking back a couple of waters without me.
Beating us down, Burke?
Yeah, I go.
Without me, Mr. Corbett comes driving down the street in his piece of crap car.
Bakersfield is not that friend.
Don't know why he doesn't get that fixed. He's friends with the mayor. Anyways, besides the point, as he was walking in his house, he was carrying in a bunch of stuff. And Dr. Simeon here in Tallahassee.
I wasn't. What are you talking? Don't bring me into this. Just keep going with your story.
Someone dropped a box that they swear a human hand fell out of.
Well, let's get things on the record.
Human hands.
We went over to talk to him. He let us into his house.
Adding a box, come and bring it in the house. This is actually like a canvas wrap package.
Okay, it was a canvas wrap package. Hand fell out. That's the main point of this story.
I did see a hand fall out, officer.
You saw it too?
I'm no dew dropper.
He was acting very suspicious. So yeah, all right. We may have snooped in his backyard a little bit later that night.
So what, you spying on what? You think?
We may have snooped.
You think little mild-mannered Bernard Corbett, what is he doing?
Well, with all this stuff... Yeah, with all this stuff going on the radio and all this crazy stuff happening in town, you know, you can never be too careful. And the war, you know, has made me naturally suspicious. Suspicious of all. So yeah, we did a little bit of snooping and we uncovered what looked like a bone in his backyard.
Bone in his backyard.
We found a bone. A human bone.
Let's see, a bone. Human.
That's when our good buddy, our good friend Dominic, well, our acquaintance Dominic.
Appreciate that.
He may have gotten a little carried away and went to his house. And that's when we heard the scream. He never came back out.
Okay. So Bernard Corbett is the Miskatonic Mangler. That's what you're telling me?
It's not what I said. I'm just saying, you can never be too careful. So can we go now?
That was a pretty convincing story, because it was the truth.
Right. So I believe you. You sound like you're telling the truth. Well, at least you believe what you're saying. So you think you saw an arm.
Hand.
Hand. A hand.
That's when they knew everything was less than Jake.
Alright, look, okay, you guys stay here. We need to... Alright, you got that, Bark?
Yeah, I got it. Let's see, okay. Let's go talk to those officers again.
Alright, look, looks like we got some more questions to ask, okay? We'll be right back.
Well, why don't you go chase yourself?
Officers, get up. Detectives. Both get up, walk out. Go out, close the door. You guys are there for her.
What are we doing here, guys? Like,
dude, why did you tell him about the hand? I mean...
Listen, in my experience, it's always best to just come clean with law enforcement.
How many times have you been in with law enforcement?
Enough.
For what?
None of your business. I'm not one of your patients.
I'm just asking questions. You don't have to get all
just
up
gonna
puffy about it.
Try to come clean and just go, like, see what happens? Or should we make a break for it or something?
Make a break, like, try to escape from the police station? I already kicked down one door.
Just FYI.
I'm not kicking down another.
Alright. So you guys are in there for a while. Like, maybe another hour. 2 hours. So, finally, after seems like forever. The door opens and the detectives walk back in. Come back in. Sit back down. Alright. Look. Your guy's story, man. Hey, Burke, I mean, is the circus in town?
I do not believe it is, Frank.
Maybe you should check again, because I swear I got a bunch of clowns in front of me.
I'm a famous explorer.
Yeah, I see that. It's right here. It's Tallahassee Tournament. Or should I call you Bob?
What?
So we got some files here on all of you guys.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Went out and I asked a few more questions, called a few more people, woke up a few more important people. I can say none of this has been very productive for my career.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, look, we talked to the officers again. They searched the house. There was nothing there. Mr. Corbett took them back and showed them his refrigerator. Because apparently, he noticed you guys looking at him when he got home, watching him from across the street, seeing what you saw so clearly while sucking back waters. Took him back, they showed him the refrigerator. The officers told me we did have a key in this rat bag, and inside was a branch. He had a branch in there. He says he collects mold and moss specimens. He uses it for making fertilizer or something. I don't know, for his greenhouse.
He had a branch, like a tree branch.
Yes, and he collects it.
In his ice box.
He used to keep it cold.
What a weirdo.
Experiment signs. He's an amateur botanist, I guess. Look, and you guys bringing all this up, saying he's a killer, some kind of mass murderer, the Miskatonic Mingler, maybe he didn't use those words, but I know that's what you're getting at. But look, he's got rock solid alibis. We called around. He was at work during three of the murders.
Did you guys ever find Dom? Did you ever find...
Did not find anybody else in the house.
Yeah, but did you check the Knapp's house? I'm really
over to the Knapp's house. Yes, we'll talk to the officers and send them over.
I'm pretty worried about Mr. Druncard. He's a pretty good friend of mine and Dr. Simmy's. Mr. Bakersfield doesn't really know him very much.
All right, we'll look into it.
But that's bourgeois.
Oh, come on, man, go chase yourself.
I mean, come on, we gotta know. Like, he could be seriously injured or hurt.
Listen to me, officer. Mr. Corbett was involved in some seriously queer behavior.
Queer behavior?
There's something not right here. You're missing something.
All right, you guys shut up. Listen to what I'm saying. We called around. He's got alibis, all right? He's not the mangler, I can tell you that much.
Why don't you go have a sinker?
Just about to do that one.
sorry, bro. That'd be quicker on the draw with Dr. Simi over here.
It's a donut.
All right, look. In the latest murder, he was at Saturday night. He was at the Business Man's Club. with the mayor himself, right? So, but not Corbett.
So are you telling me
is not the Miskatonic man?
Corbett and the mayor killed the woman on Saturday night.
Christ, oh my God!
Mystery solved. Can we go now?
Just kidding. Alright, look. It's okay, yeah. What, you thought you saw some shady behavior from him? Look, it's not looking that way, right?
Well, either way, my good friend's missing. Dom
okay,
Ducard.
Yeah, and we'll look into that.
Yeah, when?
It's possible.
Which what does that mean?
Exactly.
That can mean anything.
As soon as I get out of here, I'll go talk to
that
the
can
officers.
Can mean 3 weeks from now.
Okay, so if I stop talking, you'll leave and go check on
it. It will help things along, I can tell you that.
Well, I think that's a persuade.
I don't have a good persuade. I got...
No, I'm making the same request. I want to know where Dominic is.
Good, yeah.
And I think the cops need to stop wasting their time here with us and go find our friend Dom right now.
Good call.
So let me persuade you, Coppa. Take that sinker out of your mouth and listen up, all right?
He said we'll go look for him. He said
28. Now go do it. At a 70.
All right. Mark, can you go out and talk to the officers and go check out that house? The Naps. Which one is that?
That's the house just kitty
corner. At the end of the street.
From Corbett.
End of
the cul-de-sac.
The cul-de-sac. Yeah. I hate cul-de-sacs. There's only one way out for naked ladies. Alright, so Burke. Alright, yeah, I got it for you. He gets up. Burke walks out of the room. Alright, so thank you for that, Mr. Psychologist. You're apparently very good at your job because your neighbor who dropped a branch is the Miskatonic Mangler. Look at that. Did you hear that, Burke?
That sounds like a good book.
As a psychologist, I've written many a book about branches that look like hands.
I believe that was me.
Excellent. Very useful.
As a major in the military.
Boy here is going to explain to me why I like to go put the slicing dice on random dames because I thought my ma was a real dish with great gibs.
Where are you looking up this slang?
I just talk like this. 1925, I'm a cop.
Yeah, tell it to Sweeney.
You hear that, Burke?
Cops had their own slang.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, don't talk about his ma like that. Have some respect. She's a real nice lady. Yeah,
so
wicked nice. She's the best.
Now that I've already pooed my pants, I figured I might as well pull a Daniel Boone.
Run away.
It's an upchuck.
Okay, look.
Oh, you could have pointed at him, huh?
Sorry, officer. I'm just not feeling so hot.
All right, so look, I'm going to tell you guys. I'm going to let you go. I shouldn't.
Dang it.
Because of the ridiculous shenanigans and for how much bother you put on your neighbor, Bernard Corbett. But since he's such a nice guy, he's not going to press any charges. He said he didn't hear the scream, maybe you heard it from somewhere else. He doesn't know. He's sorry that your friend's missing. But, so, I guess, against my better judgment, I'm going to let you all go, all right?
Thank you, officer. I got to go home and change.
All right, and we'll, Burke's going to go talk to the officers that were out there. And they're going to go look it up on your friend, all right? Go on, get out of here. Don't bother your neighbor anymore. If you hear any more about this, I can tell you, you're not going to get out this season.
Thank you, officer.
Get out of here. Cheese it. Get the bricks.
All right, I left my cheaters. Hold on.
So as the three of you stand up to leave the interrogation room, push your chairs back, give a little nod to Detective Kovach.
Thank you, officer.
As you guys are walking away, there's one question that is still on everybody's mind, and that is, where is Dom Drunkard? Dom,
yes.
Wake up.
It's about time.
It's pitch black. You open your eyes, you're looking around. At least you think your eyes are open, but it's hard to tell that there isn't any light from anywhere. Blink a few times just to make sure. Your head hurts like you have the mother of all hangovers. And you have no idea how you got here. The last thing you remember is standing outside the back door of Bernard Corbett's house. And then it just goes black. And here you are, somewhere dark. You actually start noticing there's a noise. It's been here the whole time, but only now is it really kind of registering. There's a rumbling noise. And also you're noticing you're not exactly laying on a flat piece of ground or anything stationary. It's actually bouncing around a lot. Putting the two together, you realize you're probably in a car. Maybe in the trunk of a car. You've seen some of those cars, not a lot of them. You've seen some people modify those fold-up back seats to be made for storing cargo instead of having an extra seat in the back for some friends that maybe they don't have. You're not sure how long you've been out. What do?
Do I still have my flashlight?
Searching around, you notice your hands are tied. Reaching around, you can kind of feel your pockets. Doesn't feel like you have anything in your pockets.
Is there any sharp corners in the trunk? I search around for that.
Okay. Searching around the car, you're just feeling around. You haven't quite felt something sharp, but you do find a piece of metal. It's feels like a bar of some kind. Fairly weighty. Maybe something like they use for changing the tire, maybe. But as you go over an especially big bump, you see a small crack of light peek in ahead of you. As it looks like maybe the trunk lid just bounced a little bit of a, opened just a little bit of a crack.
Can I reach the bar?
Yes.
I'd like to wedge it in between the trunk and try and lever it open.
Okay, so you take it, you jam it into that little crack that you can kind of work it into, looking where you saw the light. Working into the crack as much as you can, you do manage to get the end of it in. So why don't you make a strength check?
Okay, my strength is 70. 58.
Okay, so you're jamming it in there, you're wiggling it around back and forth, up and down, just working it in as far as you can. When you get it in about as far as you think it can go, you put your arms and hands up on top of it and just lever it down with as much weight as you can get on it, and it pops open, revealing to you the night sky, or maybe the early morning sky, because maybe right around the edges of the horizon, it looks like you can start seeing some light peeking around. There's street lights, lights of some businesses here and there. As you are going your way down the street in a section of town you are not completely familiar with.
How fast does it seem like the car is going?
You're still in town, so it's not going too fast. It's, maybe going like 15 miles an hour.
Ooh, you can roll out.
Don't get squished by any other cars, though.
Are there any cars behind us, or?
There are not. It looks like you're in kind of a fairly secluded area of the city.
Well, wait till they turn a corner, then you bail out.
I'm looking around, and kind of as you're glancing around, looking, you see some larger buildings, maybe some warehouses, possibly down near the docks, near the river. It's hard to tell.
Or you can find out where he's going, and then bail out.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's taking me to a secluded area so he can, mangle me. So I'd rather not get there.
What do you do?
All right, I hold tight to my bar, and the next time he slows at all, I roll out the back.
Okay. All right, so you drive for maybe another minute and a half, 2 minutes, until you actually roll me a listen check real quick.
Yes, I have decent listen, much better than spot hidden. Okay, my listen is 60.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
95.
So, you hear something from up in the cab, and suddenly the brakes slam.
Ah, crap.
As the car comes to a screeching halt, and it actually shoots you back up against the back of the trunk there for a second. So, what do you do?
Blended.
By the back of the trunk, I guess, I mean, towards the front of the car.
Right. Yeah.
So my hands are tied behind me, right? Or they're
actually in front of you.
Oh, okay, good.
Your feet are not tied.
Amateurs. What should I do, guys? Man, this is tough. This is a tough call.
Make a break for it, man.
All right, I'm gonna make.
I'm running from everything in the whole game, so probably don't want to listen to me.
As a psychologist, I wouldn't run away from your problems. I'd face them.
I say you crap your pants like Tallahassee Turner did. So when he goes to grab you, he's temporarily shocked by the moist feeling on his hand, and then you hit him in the head with the hammer.
Okay.
Pull a Tallahassee.
A Tallahassee Turner.
All right, what do you do, Dom?
I'm going to try to get out of the trunk.
So, you clamber up, rolling towards the edge of the trunk. You throw your feet over the edge.
Do I hear the door open at all?
You hear the door of the car open right as you're getting your feet out onto the pavement.
They saw the trunk open.
Okay, I'm going to... So, I'm assuming it's the driver's side door that opens?
Yes.
I'm going to rush the driver's side door with my pipe.
Okay, so you roll out of the car, you get up on your feet, and you go rushing around to the driver's side door. Maybe a power roll.
No, power's bad. Can I do something like I'm better at? All right, 45.
Yep. Okay, so whatever this hangover is that you got, it is still hitting you pretty hard. You are still feeling it. So as you go rushing up, and a man steps out from the driver's side of the car and looks towards you. You're still feeling pretty dizzy. You're stumbling a little bit as you're rushing forward. The man you see stepping out of the car, he's a little bit tall, wiry looking, really weasely looking face. Kind of scrunched face, slicked, tightly combed hair parted down the middle, of like a dark auburn red. As he looks up and he sees you and looks up in surprise, we're going to be a brawl roll, but we're going to need a penalty die.
Oh man, give me a die. So the way penalty die works is not any of the other one. I roll two tens, right? Yeah. So I roll two tens and I have to take the worst, right?
Yeah, it's like rolling with disadvantage in DD.
Okay, my brawl is 60. I got 20 and 70.
So you're just swinging at him?
The dice are against me. Yeah, I swing the pipe at his face.
Okay.
And you accidentally hit yourself.
Whoa! He doesn't quite have enough time to dodge, but since you failed, he does manage to dodge aside. And sees you kind of stumble past and you hit into the driver's side door. What's your dex?
65.
Okay. Roll me a D100. Or roll me a D20.
A D20?
Yeah, just roll me a D20. Tell me what you get.
Seven.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay. That
torn.
That was on the D20.
Yeah, guys, the seven's not good.
Yeah. All right. Well, I rolled a four. You guys have the same dex.
Oh, cool.
So that's what we would call a surprise attack. So down to this, we're gonna let you go. I'm gonna let you go again. So he dodges back into the car a little bit. Just kind of stumbling back as he's surprised that you come rushing towards him. You slam into the driver's side door. He's distracted long enough to give you a chance to do... What?
Can you swing the pipe at his head again?
Swing it at him again?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we'll do another fighting brawl.
Do I have to penalty die again?
Not this time.
55.
Okay, that's success?
Yeah. Okay. Regular success.
Alright, he's gonna try and fight back.
He's a wuss.
He's going in after you too. Okay. And he also rolled a regular success. So you're just swinging at him with this pike. It's fairly weighty. Why don't you roll me a D3 plus your damage bonus. Generate damage bonuses.
Yes, it's 1d4.
Okay.
So I roll a d3 and a d4. Right?
Yes.
So remind me how the d3 works. Is it
D6 and
right? D5. But is it 1 and 2 is 1, 3 and 4 is 2, and 5 yeah. and 6 is 3? Okay.
You just divide by 3.
Got it. I got a 1 and a 1.
Okay, so 2 damage.
Super strong.
Yeah. Okay. Alright, so
the dice are against me.
You managed to connect with the tire iron.
Clang.
Yeah, he doesn't quite dodge aside. He was trying to kind of duck under it, and it hits him just on the shoulder. And yeah, it wasn't quite the staggering blow you were expecting. It's probably still the effects of that hangover. I mean, must have been something in those waters over at Tallahassee's house.
I feel like I've been on a tube.
All right, so he actually, as he dodges aside, you notice he pulls out a switchblade out of his pocket.
Uh-oh.
You're dead.
Your toad's dead.
What are you gonna do?
Reuben's gonna kill you. Okay, I'm gonna fight back.
Okay. So yeah, it says attacking a target that is fighting back. The side with the better level of success avoids being harmed and inflicts damage on the opponent. Okay, you're just gonna straight fight back. You're just gonna swing it at him. Do you want to do any kind of maneuver?
I'd like to knock him down.
Okay.
If possible.
Okay.
Do the crane kick.
Knocking him down, if you do any maneuver, it's not going to cause damage. You're just kind of going to be trying to throw him to the ground.
Put him in a body bag.
To get yourself in a better situation is what a fighting maneuver would do.
Yeah. I love it when he pounds
it. You can either just try and go straight damage, or you can try and, throw him on the ground and maybe give yourself an opening to, make a break for it or whatever.
I'll just try to fight back.
Okay, you're just gonna try and hit him?
Yep.
Okay.
This is the wimpiest fight I've ever heard.
There's some bystanders watching, wow.
Because, okay, so
he's really pathetic.
Oh, good. I'm gonna get stabbed, guys.
Well, if you wouldn't have lead piped his shoulder.
54, regular success.
Okay.
No wonder the Brits lost the war.
He failed.
Yes.
So he comes in to stab you, and instead you manage to swing that pipe up, or another pipe, the tire iron, and actually make contact with him before he can, and it kind of stuns him, knocks his arm out to the side a little bit.
Do I roll damage again?
Yeah.
Thought you were throwing out. I got 3 this time.
Okay.
That's bad, right?
Yeah, dude.
Why are you so bad?
It's number of hit points you're
gonna have
off.
To hit him 600 times to kill him.
Yeah, you're hitting him, and you can tell he's taking it pretty good. It doesn't seem like he's getting winded or like it's stunning him that much. He's taking these shots, and he's taking them pretty well.
Come on, Mr. Burns, hit harder.
All right, what do you do?
Out of nowhere, the psychiatrist comes up.
Do you have anything? Oh, I guess you probably lost all your stuff.
I had brass knuckles, but apparently they took them away.
Brass monkey.
Do you have any other kind of fighting powers?
All right, I'm gonna try and knock him back into the car.
Okay, so yeah, make another fighting brawl.
11.
Ooh, make a battle cry. That's gonna be a swizzle success. Yeah,
that's an extreme success.
Oh, battle cry.
Six. Yes, fumble.
So
fumble versus extreme
Trumbalaya.
Success.
So you do manage to connect with the tire iron. Comes up, hits him, and it knocks his guard out wide, and you just bull rush charge him with your shoulder and knock him back. He goes flying back into the car. He falls back over the seat. Falls back. His switchblade flies back and lands on the seat of the passenger side. As he's just kind of sprawling over the seats right there. What do you do?
I grab his keys, close the door, and I make a break for it.
There
are the keys still in the... No keys. There's no keys? It's one of those ghetto mobiles?
Yeah.
Man.
1920, they're most cars that don't have keys. That's have a crank.
The nice ones really? Did.
You go in the front and...
Man,
just like the lights.
Face, get yourself a nice
one runs the car, that's one runs the lights.
Everything's on cranks.
All right, I slam the door and I make a break for it.
Okay, the light is dimly illuminated by street lights, and you can see they must be winding down. The cranks are hanging limply from their sides. So you're just making a break for it. You go flipping down the street.
Yeah. Opposite direction the car's going.
Okay. Anywhere you're trying to go, just running, trying to find. What are you trying to accomplish? Just getting away.
Yeah.
Okay. You're running down the street, making a break for it. As you're running, you glance over your shoulder for a second, and you see him pop out of his car, out of the door again. And he's looking around, and he sees you running down the street. And he climbs back in. He slams the door, and he starts driving. Flips his car around to come after you. So, where do you go? There's some buildings, there's some alleys.
Do any of the alleys I run past look like they connect into another street, or are they dead ends?
Some of them do, yeah. It looks like there's some alleys there.
Okay, I want to go turn down the first available alley that will go into, like, connect into another road.
Okay. You're running, you go down that alley. By the time you make it out to the end of the street, you see the car catch up and begin to turn down the street. Make me a luck roll.
I failed.
Okay. You come out of another street, and it's also just a dead street. It looks like you're just out in maybe kind of an industrial area or down near the docks where there's a lot of warehouses. Street leads down. You see a lot more lights heading down to the north end of the street. A lot more lights coming from that direction. Like it's possibly a more busy and populated end of town. The car starts heading down the alley towards you. What do you want to do?
Okay. When I get to the end of the alley, I want to... How fast does the car look like he's driving?
It's picking up speed. He just turned, so...
Alright, I'm gonna run towards the... Is he going slow enough to where if I hide on the other side of the alley, I can bash my tire iron in his window as he drives past?
Considering how you're rolling, you might need to like end up with a luck or something, and you'll get run over.
Yeah, it's
you're probably gonna get run over.
We just turned, so he's picking up speed. He saw you run out there, so he's
All right, I'm gonna run off towards the north.
Okay, you're running. As you're coming up, you actually the car starts peeking out around the end of the alley, and you do see as you come up to another side street, you look down and it looks like there's somebody, like maybe a small store, a little shop. It looks like somebody's just getting there, unlocking their door, heading inside, like a hardware store. Off to your right, it's the first person you've seen.
Okay, I run towards that person.
Okay. As you come running up, it's unlocking the door, he looks up and he's like, whoa.
Hello, can you help me? Please, that man in that car, he's been chasing me. See, my hands are tied. He had me in his car. In the boot.
Okay, well, yeah, come inside. We'll come inside, we'll call the police.
Oh, thank you so much.
Can I roll psychology to see if he's full of shit? Yeah. I mean, crap. I mean... Poo.
You're like full of Tallahassee.
I mean, how come? This isn't gonna help. I realize I have a 10 to psychology, so I'll probably determine he's a human.
No.
Maybe.
He's 38.
Seems legit. So come on in. You open the door, you go in, and it's just full of like porcelain dolls that are staring.
Oh, good. Oh,
my There's God. An open trap door with spikes.
Seems legit.
You notice off to the side, there's an ice cream truck parked.
What's the scenario?
There's clowns just
falling. Georgie.
You walk in, it's a hardware store, and he goes, no, come back. My phone's back this way. Come on. Roll me a spot hidden.
My spot hidden isn't good either. 25. Three.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Switch. Dude, that's an extreme success.
I just want to make sure. If you're getting successes on skills, check the box next to it.
Dang
Anything
straight.
You have gotten a success on during the scenario so spot far, hidden. You have to check in the box.
I did check listen already. And a cult.
Yeah.
And fighting brawl.
Okay. Yeah. Excellent. As you go rushing to the door and you turn around, and you guys are closing it behind you. As you look, you see the car just takes off down the street. Doesn't make any attempt to follow you anymore. It starts going past and hauling off away.
Okay. I look to see if there's a license plate as he speeds away.
There is.
Ooh, can I get the number off of it?
I can.
Do I need to roll?
No. Oh, no, cool. You rolled pretty stinking well already.
Sweet, I did get a 3.
Yeah, so yeah, I mean, I'll give it to you.
Sweet.
You see it, you peek around. As he's zooming off, you barely get a glimpse at it, but just as the angle gets right that you're able to see it, he travels right to the path of the street light and lights it up just perfectly for you to get a bead on it.
Cool.
So, guy takes you back. Gives you a pad to paper that you're asking for.
Can I get a pad and a paper?
As you furiously write down the number that you just saw.
3.
As you head back to his telephone, I guess, to get some assistance to call. Who do you want to call?
Ghostbusters.
Something strange.
Okay. Who do you want to call?
No, my God. Not again.
Who would you like to place a
two phone?
No.
Dial.
There's no way to go. Okay.
Who would you
technically
like to
it goes straight to the
operator.
Operator. You know what I'm asking.
Meanie, meanie.
Are you talking?
Operator, how may I direct your call?
Operator, get me the police.
Thank you. Please hold.
Arkham Police Department, what's your emergency?
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Arkham Files. If you like what you hear, show us your support by checking us out on patreon.com/thearkhamfiles and leaving us a 5-star review on iTunes. Thanks again. Psychologists were injured in the recording of this episode.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.